Psalms 143, we're going to read the whole chapter again tonight. I thought, when I sat down over here, I thought I had misjudged something. I thought in my studying I had misjudged something. Got here and everybody's happy. Everybody's laughing and cutting up. My title tonight is The Pits of Life. And The Pits of Life. I don't believe I've misjudged. I believe maybe there's just one person that's hit out tonight. Maybe there's just one person that's in the pits tonight, just down in the dumps and just needing a touch tonight. I want to show you in the book of Psalms, chapter number 143, on how to get out of the pits tonight. Psalms 143, I ask if you would stand as we honor the reading of God's Word. Psalms 143 and verse number 1, it says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplication, and thy faithfulness answer me, and thy righteousness, and in thy righteousness," verse number 2, "and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life, laid my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, and my heart within me is desolate." Verse number 5, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee, and my soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I go be like unto them that go down into the pit." Verse number 8, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know thy way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Verse number 11, "Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, and bring my soul out of trouble." And verse number 12, "And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant." Lord, I come to you tonight, Father God, and I just want to ask, Father, that you'd move on me. Lord, I pray that you'd move me out of the way, Father God. I pray that you'd set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and keep the door of my lips tonight, Father God. Anything that you'd have to say, Father God, I pray that you'd speak it tonight. Anything that I'd have to say, Lord, I pray that you'd shut it up tonight, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that you'd move. Lord, to face somebody in this place in the pits, Father God, just down and out, Father God, just ready to give in, ready to throw in the towel, Father God, I pray tonight, Father God, you'd speak to them, Father God. Lord, I pray that they'd hear your voice tonight, Father. Lord, I pray that they'd hear your loving kindness, Father God. Lord, I pray that you touch them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I love you and I do thank you. Bless the reading of your word tonight, Father. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. We see tonight in Psalms 143, we see the book of David here. He is desolate or barren or empty. He's in an empty place in his life. And I've really enjoyed the book of Psalms because we see the roller coasters of life all throughout the books of Psalms. They're up and then they're down. They're up and they're down. They're up and they're down. They're praising God one minute, and the next minute they're in the pits. They're in the pits of hell. They're getting beat down. They're getting destroyed. They're trying to get killed. And then the next minute they're back up on the mountain. They're praising God, and they're praising their way through. And tonight I got to thinking about maybe tonight, man, you've been on a mountaintop for God. Man, He's been speaking to you. He's been touching you. He's been moving through your life. And all of a sudden, you don't feel him anymore. All of a sudden, you don't see him anymore. And now you're in a pit. You're in a barren place. You're in an empty place. You're in a dry place. And tonight, I want to show you how to get out of that pit. Maybe tonight, you're just desperate. Maybe tonight, you're depressed. I want to show you tonight how to get out of it, how the psalmist got out of it. This is not a quick fix. This is not a pill you can take. This is not a drink you can drink. It's not none of them things, but it will work. It's not quick and it's not easy, but it will work tonight. I see tonight the first way the psalmist, he got out of the pit he was in, was he meditated on God. Verse number 5, it says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all of thy works, and I muse or I ponder on the work of thy hands. I see tonight, if we're going to get out of the pits of life, or to get out of the pits of this life, out of the darkness of this life, we must meditate on God. I just find out when I meditate on God, I ponder on God. I ponder on His works, on them nail-scarred hands. That I ponder on what He done on Calvary for me. I ponder on His works and how marvelous they are. I ponder on His words and how He never leaves me. And He said He'd never forsake me. I ponder on His words tonight, but I ponder on His ways. His ways are pure. His ways are honest. His ways are just. His ways are sure. His ways are straight. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 8, talking about pondering on God. Philippians 4 and verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I say tonight, if we're going to meditate on God, we must ponder on God. We must ponder on His works. We must ponder on what He's done in our life. But I say tonight, when we start meditating on God, and we start meditating on what He's done in our lives, and we start pondering on God and the works and His ways in our life, we'll start pleading for God. Tonight, if you're in a desperate place, if you're in a depressed state tonight, if you're in a pit tonight, and you just need to feel the hand of God, it won't be long. You'll start pleading for God. I see tonight in verse number 7, he was pleading for God. Let's look in verse number 1 first. It says, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications or my complaints. Give ear to my supplications or my complaints tonight. That's what the psalmist says in verse number 7. He says, hear me speedily, O Lord. He said, I need a touch from God. He started pleading with God. He said, hear me, O God. I want you to know we'll plead for a lot of things when it comes to God. We'll plead God to do a lot of things in our life. We'll plead for God to touch the sicknesses in our life. But how many times do we plead for God to hear us?
Yes, sir.
A lot of times.
Yes, sir.
I see tonight that the psalmist, he says, he's pleading for God to hear him. He's pleading for God not to hide from him. In verse number 7, my spirit faileth. He was meditating on God, and he said, my spirit faileth. Hide not your face from me. You ever felt like God was just hiding from you? Man, you looking, you digging for him, and you searching, and you doing everything you can do. And the psalmist was here. He's like, God, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm doing everything you've told me to do. I'm doing, and I can't feel you. I can't hear you. I can't see you. Where you at, Lord? He's pleading, hide not from me. And this is the one in verse number 8 that we plead a lot. I plead for God a lot. I plead for him not to hear, I plead for him to hear me a lot. I plead for him not to hide from me a lot. Man, I don't want him hiding from me. I don't want to be hid from God. I want to see his face. I want to see his hand over my life. But I plead tonight. I find myself not pleading this a lot. In verse number 8, it says, cause me to hear. Sometimes I don't want to hear what God's got for me. Sometimes I don't want to hear. Sometimes I don't. All I get caught up in is pleading for God to hear me and my problems and my concerns and why I'm ill and why I'm mad and why I need God to move on my life. And I find myself pleading that, God, I need to see your hand move on this, but I don't find myself pleading a lot of times on, Lord, let me just hear you this morning. Or just let me hear you tonight. I see that we must meditate on God. The psalmist, he was pondering on God. He was pleading with God. But I see in verse number 10 that we get to meditating on God, there'll be praise to God tonight. Verse number 10, it says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, and thy spirit is good. I want you to know tonight, if you're in a pit, hey, praise is not always great. Praise is not always easy. And sometimes you got to praise when you don't feel like it. And sometimes you got to praise God when you don't, when you feel like he ain't worthy to be praised. Sometimes you still got to praise him. Hey, if you want out of your pit tonight, it's the first step. The first step to getting out of your pit tonight is praising God. And that's what the psalmist done here. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, and thy spirit is good. If you look on down in Psalms 140, if you've noticed, we hadn't been through many books of Psalms, but if you'll notice and you go back and you flip back, praise ye the Lord is found. If I could count it, I would probably say well over a couple hundred times in the book of Psalms that praise ye the Lord is said. You have got to praise the Lord. But I see the psalmist here in Psalms 143, man, he's in a pit. He's in the pits of life. He's broke down. He's barren. He is empty. And that's not fixed in Psalms 143. That's not fixed there. But I see he starts off in Psalms 144, blessed be the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalms 145, I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever. I will praise the Lord. Psalms 146, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Psalms 147, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 148, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 149, praise ye the Lord. And Psalms 150, praise ye the Lord. Tonight, the psalmist knew the only way he's going to get out of that pit he was in, the depressed state he was in, that barren, empty state he was in, was to praise the Lord. Tonight, I see when we meditate on God, we'll ponder and we'll plead. You got to praise to get out of it. But tonight, I find myself in a pit a lot of times and empty and feeling like God ain't moving and feeling like I can't feel Him and I can't hear Him. Sometimes it's because I just quit praying. Sometimes it's because I'm not praying like I'm supposed to. And I want you to know tonight that you cannot quit praying. You cannot stop talking to God. Tonight, if you get in that pit and you get in that state of depression, you get in that state of worry, you get in that state of just in the barren and emptiness of this life where you're overwhelmed by the things going on and you stop praying, you'll die in that pit. You'll be a dead Christian in that pit. We must move towards God. And I see that as my next point. We must meditate on God, but we must move towards God. You say, what do you mean you must move? In verse number 8 it says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know thy way, wherein I should walk. If you look in 1 John chapter number 4 and verse 1, it says, discern the spirits. When we're moving towards God, we must discern the spirits. 1 John 4 and chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. I want you to know tonight, Satan will put you in a depressed state. Satan will put you in an empty state. Satan will put you into a barren state tonight. But so will God. God will put you into those places too. He don't put you there for sin. He don't put you there for hurt. He puts you there to grow. He puts you there to lean on Him. He puts you there so you'll dig deeper into His Word. He puts you there so you'll move towards Him tonight. But we must discern the spirits when we get in that state. We want to move towards God. We must discern the spirit. You get down in a hole and you start looking at the wrong way and you discern the wrong spirit. You start listening to Satan, all you're going to do is dig your hole deeper. That depression is going to get darker. That sadness is going to get sadder. You must discern the spirits and start moving towards God tonight if you want to get out of that state tonight. I see tonight we must move towards God. The only way you're going to move towards God is if you depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse 19. You cannot move towards God with sin in your life. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse 19. It says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Tonight I see that we must depart from iniquity if we're going to move towards God. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verses 1 through 3, it says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Tonight, if you want to move towards God, you must leave your sin where it's at. Your sin will weigh you down. You won't climb out of that pit with sin on your back. Your sin tonight is holding you in a depressed state. Your sin tonight is holding you into a barren state from God tonight. I say tonight, if you're going to move towards God, you must dig a little deeper. I'm not talking about digging in your hole a little bit deeper. I'm talking about digging in the Word a little bit deeper. Tonight, if you want to move towards God, you want a little bit closer to walk with God, the only way you're going to get it is to dig in the Word. You got to dig in the Word. Tonight, if you're not feeling God like you feel like you should be, the only way you're going to hear Him and the only way you're going to feel Him like you feel like you should is you must be digging in the Word. James chapter number 4 and verse number 8, it says, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse 15. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. It says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Tonight, if you want to move towards God, you must study to show yourself approved. You must dig a little deeper. You must dive a little deeper into the word of God. But I say tonight, if you want to get out of the pits of life and you want to get out of the pits that you're in tonight, you must find yourself ministering for God. It's not always easy to minister. It's not always easy to praise. It's not always easy to do these things. You say, "Well, I'm not a preacher. I can't minister." Your walk is a ministry. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 8. Second Timothy 1, verse 8 says, "Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." And verse number 9, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to my works or our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began." I see tonight we must minister for God. We must not be ashamed of what He's done in our life. A ministry gets the conversation off of me, and it gets the conversation off of my problems, and it gets the conversation off of my wants and my desires and my belly aching and my complaining, and it gets a message on Jesus. Ministering gets the conversation off me and gets it on Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse 4. 2 Timothy 4 and 5. "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry." Tonight your ministry is not only what comes out of your mouth, it's what the ways you walk. It's the ways you walk tonight. Tonight, if you want out of the pits, you're going to have to walk in the ways of God. You're going to have to minister to God. You're going to have to minister of God tonight. But I say tonight, last thing, I'm not going to be very long tonight. If you want out of the pit that you're in, if you want out of the darkness that you're in, if you want out of the state that you're in and you want to hear God, I say tonight that we must magnify the Lord tonight. Psalms chapter 34 and verse 3. Psalms 34 and verse 3. Says, "Oh, magnify." This is David here. David's just turning back on himself here. All the way back to Psalms 34. It says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears." I see tonight that we must magnify the Lord. What do you do when you magnify something? You look closer. You look closer. And tonight I want you to know that if you're going to get out of what you're in, you're not going to climb out on your own. No, sir. Only way you're going to do it is if you look a little closer. And Psalms 134:4, it says, "I sought the Lord and He heard." I see tonight when we magnify the Lord, we seek the Lord. Proverbs 8:17 says, "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." If you're going to magnify the Lord tonight, you've got to seek the Lord tonight. If you're going to magnify the Lord tonight, you must serve the Lord tonight. Back in Psalms 143, the psalmist here, he's talking. He gets down in verse number 12 and he said, "And of thy mercy cut off thine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant." When I got studying on that and I got thinking on that, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. And he got here and he said, "I am thy servant." And I want to get a magnifying glass and I want to dig a little bit deeper into the Word when I'm in my state that I'm in. I'm in a depressed state and I'm in a dark state and I'm not hearing God. But the psalmist says, "I am thy servant." And how many times do I need to get a magnifying glass and just magnify how good of a servant I've been for Him? Tonight, if I could challenge you to do anything, magnify yourself. Take a magnifying glass and look into your heart. See how well you serve God. See how well you serve God tonight. I see tonight we must serve the Lord. We must also stick with the Lord. We must stick with the Lord. Galatians 6, 9. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 9. It says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." But you know tonight, hey, maybe you're ready to give in. Maybe you're ready to throw in the towel. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I'm ready. I'm just done. I'm done with the Christian thing. I'm done with church. I'm done with everything. I'm done with living. I'm ready to throw in the towel. It says, "For in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Don't you give up on God. Romans chapter number 8. Romans 8 and 18, and just give you a little bit of encouragement tonight. Romans chapter number 8 and verse 18. This is for the saved man. Romans 8 and 18, if you're in a dark place and you feel like everything's coming against you and you feel like everybody's against you and you feel like all your ways are gone wrong and everything you touch is falling apart, this is for you tonight. Romans chapter number 8 and verse 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." I want you to know tonight, if that verse right there won't get you out of a pit, won't nothing. As a saved man, if that verse right there won't get you digging up on the uphill climb out of your pit, I don't know what will. Tonight it says, whatever you're going through, it's not nothing compared to what you're going to get when you get to heaven. It's not nothing. Nothing compares tonight. I see tonight that we must magnify the Lord. We must seek the Lord. We must serve the Lord. We must stick with the Lord. We must stick with the Lord. Brother Tony said he sticks by his wife. He's stuck by her. How stuck are you to God? Are you ready to give up tonight? Depression was not on my mind, not one bit, all week studying this. Tell you where I have been, though. The last several weeks, and I have felt like God has had His hand on me and has been pressing me down. Pressing. I've had pressure coming from every which way. I've had people calling me, wanting me to do this. I've had people coming to me, wanting me to do this. I've had to fill the pulpit on Wednesday night. Pressure. I've had to step in at my job. We've had a guy quit. Kevin's gone on vacation. Kim's had surgery. I felt like pressure has just, I feel like God's just been pressing me. All of a sudden, I climb out of the pulpit Wednesday night, and it feels like He just lifted His hand off. And I'm like, "Lord, where are you? Lord, I know you've been pressing me. I know I'm yours. But Lord, where you at now? I need something for next Wednesday. I'm digging. I can't find nothing. Do you want me out of the book of Psalms? Where do you want me? I don't know. I need to hear you. I need to hear you." I come across Psalms 143. "Hear me, O Lord." And I've been in that state, just felt like God couldn't hear me. Been in that state, felt like God didn't care about me. Been in that state, felt like... And then all of a sudden, I come in this place tonight, and he said, "Depression." Come up here and sit down. Prayed over it while I was up there. Come up here and sit down. Or Brother BJ said, man, maybe everybody's in a good mood tonight. Everybody's doing good. Lord, maybe I missed it. Or maybe I missed it. Maybe I'm in the wrong spot. Maybe I ain't where you'd have me to be. You got to praying, Lord, that one that ain't happy. Maybe tonight you're just not happy with where you're at with God. I'll show you this. I don't like to be sugar-coated. If I go to the doctor and I've got something wrong with me, I want him to tell me exactly what it is. I don't want him to beat around the bush. I want him to tell me how to fix it, what I need to do to fix it. I want to show you tonight. I don't want to sugarcoat nothing from behind this sacred desk. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 2. Maybe you're ready to give up tonight. Maybe you're ready to get out. Maybe you're ready. Throw in a towel. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 2. Moreover, it is required. You have to do this. You have to do this. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You have got to be faithful to God. He has been faithful to you. He has been faithful to you tonight. If you're ready to throw in the towel, you remember how faithful He's been. And He says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, that you must be found faithful. I must be found faithful. I can't be ready to throw in the towel. He didn't throw in the towel when He was hanging on the cross. He could have called 72,000 angels down. Required that a man be found faithful. Tonight, if you're, man, just depressed, man, maybe you just got feel like everybody's showering over, everything's going wrong. I don't know. Maybe you're just in a state tonight and you don't feel God and you don't hear God. Magnify the Lord tonight. Meditate on His goodness and how good He's been to you. Move towards Him tonight. Make sure you minister about Him tonight. But I want to share this one more thing with you. What people who magnify the Lord, people who make it out of the state they're in. Psalms chapter number 144. This may not match, but Lord hit me with it while I was up there just going over some stuff. Psalms 144 and verse number 15. It says, happy is that people. That in such a case, a happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Tonight you can be happy if God lives in your heart. Lord, I love you tonight. Lord, I thank you so much, Father God, for saving me. Lord, I thank you so much for touching me. Lord, I thank you so much for hearing me. Lord, I thank you so much for pulling me out of that pit this week that I'm in. I thank you so much for speaking to me when I need you. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, somebody's wandered in this place just ready to give up on life, Father God, ready to end it all. Lord, I pray that they'd say, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that Lord, somebody just needs to see the light in here, Father God. I pray that they see it shining off me tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that you just touch whoever it is. Man, I walked in this place, everybody laughing and cutting up tonight, Father God, but if somebody is here tonight, Father God, just undone, overwhelmed, Lord, I pray that they find themselves in this altar. Lord, giving it to you. Lord, I love you. I thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.